The world's weekly wait is over.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. It has become a bit of a tradition these past few years that, on the first Vinyl Garage of the new year, we look back at the records released the previous 12 months by acts that we already know and love, records that would have been of interest if we had known of their existence. It is not easy finding new music worthy of our attention, especially in a year when the boy band One Direction is named Artist of the Year. So who's producing music you want to hear? Here's some suggestions. Starting this year's best of with an artist we closed last year's with, David Gilmour and his September release, Rattle That Lock, with the song intended as a tribute to Fallen Floyd keyboardist Richard Wright, titled A Boat Lies Waiting. The harmonies are courtesy of Graham Nash and David Crosby.
Thank you.
Another artist with a 2015 release is Brian Wilson. His No Peer Pressure from April was the first new LP with original material since 2008's Lucky Old Son. But he also has the habit of showing up on some new artist releases, giving support to a new generation of music makers. Something Brian's idol, Phil Spector, wouldn't dream of doing for him. His backing vocals can be heard on the band Mini Mansion's 2015 release, The Great Pretenders, in the cut Any Emotions. Then, from the aforementioned No Peer Pressure, Sail Away, a song featuring ex and current Beach Boys Blondie Champlin and Al Jardine, respectively.
But I remember a distant sunset on the open sea, fascinated by the sailing ships on a crimson shore that seemed to call out to me. I still can feel the hope that fills my heart. I still can taste the ocean breeze
as I sail away.
Sail away with me. has still this image stayed alive in my soul. While I was working, trying to make a living, my so-called life was spinning out of control. Summer wind was blowing through my head, the endless currents of my dreams. As I sail away,
we'll be right back. sign that I can understand. Yes, I am. In the days between the hours, ivory towers, bloody flowers, push their heads into the air. I don't care if I ever know. There I go.
Lynn's 2015 contribution to the Vinyl Garage Party is the LP Alone in the Universe, released in November. The lead-off and first single track is When I Was a Boy. No ELO collection is complete without this record. Worth every penny. I was beginning to think that Rod Stewart, as he enters his golden years, he is 70, would, at least if the last few records he releases shown, be happy crooning his way through retirement. Expecting his 2015 LP, Another Country, to be filed under easy listening, I was pleasantly surprised to hear a really good, up-tempo bluesy cut titled In a Broken Dream that reminds us of his vocalist extraordinaire moniker when he was with the Jeff Beck Group. And speaking of the blues and an extraordinary vocalist, ex-Heart sister Ann Wilson's 2015 project and release, The Ann Wilson Thing, an EP with four tracks including a way cool cover of the Buffalo Springfields For What It's Worth. But it's the bluesy Ain't No Way that got the nod for this show.
Ain't No Way. Thank you. There ain't no way for me to love you if you won't let me. There ain't no way for me to give you all you need when you won't let me give all of me. I know that a woman's duty is to help and love a man, and that's the way it was planned. But how can I give you all the things I can? When you're tying both of my hands, oh, it ain't no way, ain't no way.
Yeah. singing for Pepsi, ain't singing for Coke, don't sing for nobody.
Not only is it the best of 2015, it's also the Vinyl Garage.
Late, your devil is a soul too late. hate your devil as a soldier. Bill, the tobacco overtook her when they gave her a book and she was dead in her grave. After all she gave, after all she
Young at times is difficult to admit to actually liking, but when he's on his game, it's a different story, and his November release of the Blue Note Cafe is example. The live recording from his 1987-88 American tour features songs from Neil Young and the Blue Notes LP of that same year. This Notes for You was Neil's way of disagreeing with the corporate sponsorship of rock and roll, with the video taking aim at Michelob's bought and paid for stable of rock acts, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and obviously Budweiser's Spuds McKenzie. But it's the side stories that really highlight how perverse the industry is. Because of a Michael Jackson lookalike whose hair catches fire, the Jackson lawyers threaten local action. MTV banned it, but Not Much Music, which is the Canadian version of MTV, where it became a huge hit. MTV since lost revenue, and they can smell that sort of thing, reconsidered and put it in heavy rotation, and eventually, and you can't make this stuff up, gave it the Video of the Year Award for 1989. MTV was awarded the Excellence in Hypocrisy Award that same year. But the crap Neil had to endure didn't stop there. Harold Melvin of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes took exception of Neil's band's name and forced subsequent copies to drop the Blue Notes from the title. Wow, can't we all just get along? The next two artists are ex-alumni of their respective bands, Billy Gibbons and Mark Knopfler, ex of ZZ Top and Dire Straits respectively. On Billy's November release, Perfecto Mundo, he combines rock, Tex-Mex, and Cuban rhythms on Treat Her Right. Mark's contribution of the year is March's Tracker LP and the song Barrel, featuring his trademark Strat song and vocals. John Bon Jovi's last record for Mercury from August, titled Burning Bridges, gives us the cut of the same name, a song chronicling the contract disagreement with the label after 32 years of loyal indentured servitude. Music directly from the heart such as this, ignoring the wallet, makes me proud to be the one playing it for you. Make sure to buy John's next record, This House Is Not For Sale, scheduled for release in March of next year. It won't be on Mercury. Now, there must have been something in the water this past year. How else can you explain three 60s bands, The Pretty Things, Vanilla Fudge, and The Zombies, all releasing new albums with new material? This is proof positive that old guys can rock without embarrassing themselves. Are you listening, Mick?
Bending on my knees, people, is there nothing left to turn your back on me, baby. And I'm just trying to understand. Cause just by walking through that door, it closes.
We skip the life and then go. Turn cartwheels, cross the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. Playing cards.
From the Pretty Things UK only album, the sweet pretty things are in bed now, of course, was Turn My Head. The Zombies' October release, Still Got the Hunger, gave us Maybe Tomorrow, and found on the killer new Vanilla Fudge album, sounding like it was 1967 again, Spirit of 67, was the Procol Harum cover, Whiter Shade of Pale. Well, there you have it. Another hour of your life has come and gone. A retrospective of what you should have been aware of in the world of new music by classic artists. Don't let me hear you say there's nothing contemporary worth listening to. We're wrapping up the show this week with another rock and roll survivor, Ringo Starr. A professional musician long before John and Paul, continuing the vocation well into his 70s. From his 2015 release, Postcards from Paradise, is the single of the same name, a song co-written by our buddy Todd Rundgren, cleverly using Beatles song titles in the lyrics.
I search here, there, and everywhere until I saw you standing there. I am the greatest fan of you, and love is all I've gotta do. It's all too much, my little child, if you would be my honey pie. 8 days a week you will be mine, and getting better all the time. I'm begging you, don't pass me by, and if you do, please tell me why. I know you told me yesterday you've got to hide your love away, but if your heart is bad to me, it's only love I'll let it be. Postcards from
from Paris.
touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.